calls for clarity. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Several leading Republican lawmakers, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, calling on Attorney General Merrick Garland to explain in detail why he authorized the FBI to raid former President Trump's home. Tennessee GOP Senator Marsha Blackburn telling Fox News,
"We want answers because if the FBI can do this to President Donald Trump, they can do it to you."
An attorney for the former president says FBI agents at first refused to show her the warrant, which empowered them to search for possibly classified documents among the materials shipped to Mar-a-Lago when the president left office. But the New York Post reports the agents even searched the former first lady's wardrobe, a show of support for the former president. Supporters outside Trump Tower in New York City as he returned from a previously scheduled meeting Tuesday evening with the Republican Congressional Study Group, at which Republican Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana says,
"Everyone in the room encouraged President Trump to run for president again, and the sooner he gets out and starts campaigning, the better."
On Wednesday, the former president is scheduled to give a deposition to the New York State Attorney General's office in its probe of his company's business dealings. A federal appeals court has also ruled the House Ways and Means Committee may obtain Mr. Trump's tax records from the IRS. He could appeal that to the Supreme Court. The Trump political effect in evidence in Tuesday's primaries in Wisconsin, where businessman Tim Michaels has won the GOP primary for governor, and Republican Senator Ron Johnson has beat back a primary challenge. In Minnesota, Representative Ilhan Omar, a member of the squad, has won a closer-than-expected Democrat primary. Two soldiers are dead at Fort Benning in Georgia. Details are few, but reports are the soldiers were killed during severe weather in an area of the base where Army Rangers normally train. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Police in Albuquerque, New Mexico say they've caught the suspect they believe responsible for the murders of four Muslim men.
Once police released an image of the car allegedly used in these murders, it was only a matter of time. In fact, it was the release of that photo that led to a tip and the arrest of 51-year-old Mohammed Saeed, an Afghan immigrant. Now, he is the primary suspect in the murder of at least two and likely all four of these men. The first, an Afghan man shot in November. The next three, all Pakistani men shot in the last 3 weeks. Now, till now, police refused to label this a hate crime or a serial killing. In a search of Saeed's home and his car, agents found firearms and other evidence they say tied him to at least two of the murders. The Islamic Center of Albuquerque has been under 24/7 surveillance. Members felt they were targets and were told not to walk alone or at night.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. In Michigan, a jury's been seated to hear the retrial of two men accused of a plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer over her COVID lockdowns. Two other men were cleared of charges earlier this year. The jury could not reach a verdict then for the other two. Another educator has been sentenced in the college entrance admissions bribery scandal.
The former director of West Hollywood College Prep, Igor Dvorsky, was sentenced to 3 months of home confinement and a year of supervised release. He pleaded guilty back in 2019 to conspiracy to commit racketeering. Federal prosecutors said the mastermind behind this scheme, William Singer, would bribe Dvorsky, who was a test administrator, who would then allow a test proctor to correct answers on the tests of students whose parents paid a fee. Attorneys for Dvorsky said in court documents that he felt deep remorse and he had put the bribery money he made into the college prep school he directed. More than 50 people have either pleaded out or been convicted in the scheme, like wealthy parents, including Los Angeles actors. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.